to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg, and I want to welcome you to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. Today, we're going to bring you something special. Our guest is Mitchell Coven, herbalist and healer. Mitch has a company in New Mexico called Vitality Works, and he manufactures and develops liquid herbal supplements. In fact, Mitch Coven is who we worked with when we developed our Phytotech line of herbal supplements. Mitch was a guest speaker at our recent health symposium, and his topic was herbal supplements, herbal therapies for sleep, anxiety, and stress. He gave a great talk, and we are going to rebroadcast that talk on today's program. Listen carefully, because he packed a lot of good information into his relatively brief presentation. To help you get maximum benefit, I'm posting his slide presentation on our website as well. His talk starts out first with some general information, talking about stress, and then he gets into adaptogenic herbs. Here is Mitchell Coven.
First, I want to thank Don and Arnie for putting on a great event, inviting us out, and helping give more information to you guys, because information is power. And this is the beginning of how you can change your health. So I appreciate what they've done here. And there's also a thread running through, it seems like, all the speakers that were talking about maybe supplements, but this is really all about lifestyle and putting this all together. And we can take different angles and give you information about different kinds of conditions, but what's really cool is to see all the threads running through here, that there's themes about what health is really about. And that being said, I'm going to actually talk about herbal things you can take for certain types of conditions. And when this topic was really first decided upon, it said backwards of what it's up here. It said sleep, anxiety, and stress. But the proper way to talk about it is stress, anxiety, and sleep, with sleep being the last of the three. So I'm going to try to talk about specific botanical herbal things you can actually take that'll describe what you can do about stress, what you can do about anxiety, and what you can do about sleep. Just a little bit of background. As the guys were saying, I did a clinical practice for about 17 years, and where I find that most of us the people I learned the most from are people who are actually in the trenches. Not people necessarily just research, but people have had their hands with patients, and you see what actually works. And I turned more into a product developer about 10 years ago. I've been doing this for about 30 years at this point in time. And so I've been doing it a long time. I'm also on the board of the American Herbal Products Association, so I interface with most of the large manufacturers in the United States, and we interface with regulatory affairs and what good manufacturing processes are. And I have a facility where we manufacture the Phytotech line that's FDA registered, which is unusual because that's usually a drug registration type protocol, because you hear so much in the news that supplements aren't regulated, which couldn't be further from the truth. We spend more money on following regulations than we do on the thing that goes in the bottle half the time. So that's not true. We're also a GMP certified, kosher certified, gluten-free company, and so on. I feel like I'm going to maybe be a little bit redundant, but I want to make sure we understand the context with which I can talk about how to use herbs, because I don't like how it's typically done. First, we have to understand there is a difference between a holistic versus an allopathic approach, and people have been talking about this to some degree. Allopathic approaches to medicine is what typically physicians do in the United States, which is primarily the use of chemicals and surgery for symptom elimination. There's a different perspective on cause. It's not focused on lifestyle or life factors versus a holistic approach is what we did in the clinic. I brought on seven people. It's been going for since 1982, so quite a few years have been very successful. And I define holistic approach to medicine as primarily to treat the interrelational system dysfunction, treat the person, not the symptom. Treat the person. Treat why you have the condition. Change the interrelationship about why you have that. We don't treat disease. We treat why you can have a disease and try to change that. And commonly it's about lifestyle. But this is herb class. We have to also learn when we talk about botanicals, we've been stuck in a module of like learning about what herbs are for. I don't like to talk about what herbs are for botanicals. I want to talk about what they do. What do they functionally do when you take them? Not just what are they for. Match the physiology or function of the herb to the pathophysiology of the system dysfunction. We can still use herbs allopathically. When you say, I'm going to take St. John's wort versus Prozac, that's an allopathic. I'm just not going to use St. John's wort. I'm not going to use Prozac. I'm going to take St. John's wort, but are you addressing why you're depressed? That's a step, and that's okay, and that's indicated. You can take Cascara Sagrada, and that's going to move your bowels as a laxative, but why are you constipated? So most people who use herbs say, what do you have for this condition? And that's commonly how this is done in the United States. And it's okay, but it's just the beginning, and the part I'm going to talk about is advanced herbal usage 101. As has already been said, wellness is all about balance and homeostasis. The body thrives on consistency, and we're going to talk about the nervous system and the autonomic nervous system. It all thrives on the consistency, and the more we can do this, the more you can ward off all kinds of conditions. So when you see problems, you know, for system homeostasis, I want to talk about, you know, you talk about blood sugar. The body likes a certain balance of blood sugar. And if you have problems, you can be hyperglycemic or hypoglycemic on the low end. Blood pressure, you can have high blood pressure. You can have low blood pressure. When you have system dysfunction, you can have hyperthyroid dysfunction or hypothyroid dysfunction. You know, all the different systems of the body. And the bowels, you don't want to be constipated, you don't want to have diarrhea. Sleep, you want to have a balanced circadian rhythm and have a good amount of sleep, but not too much and not too little. You don't want to be depressed, you don't want to be manic. Digestively, I mean, commonly people are going to health food stores and they're deficient. It's a non-medical pathology. You don't secrete enough digestive enzymes. Your docs aren't talking about that, but people are going to health food stores to get more digestive enzymes. But people do go to physicians when they have ulcers and you hypersecrete. So this is really all about balance and immunity. You don't want to be deficient, meaning you get sick a lot. And if you're immune excess, they're typically autoimmune type disorders where your white blood cells are eating you up. Health is about balance. We've talked about it. All presenters are talking about that. My talk today is about stress. After being in practice and, you know, having tens of thousands of patients, I came to the conclusion that other presenters are talking about, that stress is the big mitigating factor as to how severe the condition's going to be. If you can modulate stress, you can help anything turn around faster. If there's unchecked stress, everything will get worse faster. And most of this is about lifestyle choices. You know, do you change your job if it's stressful? Do you try to heal your relationship? I don't know supplements that will undo a bad diet. Yeah. I don't know supplements that will undo your bad childhood. You know, you have to get therapy. You have to work through it. I don't know supplements to take if you don't exercise. Okay? So those are lifestyle choices. That being said, I'm going to talk about what things you can take that work around this. For stress, we want to take things that affect the response and help us to adapt because our body changes from chronic stress. I like to say with chronic stress, the more unresolved stress people have, the more likely they are to generate along the lines of their constitutional, genetic, inherited, or predispositional weaknesses and manifest disease. It's kind of common sense. All those words in the middle are the same things, constitutional, genetic, inherited, or predispositional. Who are you and what do you have? My goal in life is not to become a chronic version of myself. what things bug you when you're younger? And you also think about, oh, you know, someone older, you know, is like, boy, when they were younger, they were kind of this way. But as they got older, whew, off the deep end, you know. And maybe it's just physically. You had a little bit of allergies when you were younger, and you get older, it's way worse. A little bit of Crohn's, way worse. Maybe a little bit of quirky personality stuff, and now they're out of whack. We don't want to become a chronic version of ourselves. And the more you can be aware of how you break down, the more things you know. Say, I'm going to learn to do the things to not become a chronic version of myself. What's your genetic code? So the things you can see in terms of stress symptoms, which is an elevated fight or flight response, and we're going to come back to that, which is a which ends up in elevated adrenaline and cortisol levels, are things like elevated blood pressure and heart rate, digestive upset and irregular bowels, decreased sexual drive, musculoskeletal system, hyperactive musculoskeletal system. You know, I got a pain in the neck. Feel like I'm carrying the weight of the world around on my shoulders. That's a pain in the butt. They're a pain in the butt. No, you have a pain in the butt. Take ownership and do something about it. It's not them. It's you. Okay, what can you do? You know, insomnia, immune dysfunction, mood swings. Most people take something for these symptoms, drugs and alcohol, TV I put in there. I think of that as being almost as potent as those things. But the herbs we will discuss treat the symptom dysfunction as well as the symptoms. Stress. There's a class of herbs called adaptogens. And just like we know some words like diuretics make you pee, laxatives make you poop, adaptogens are herbs or things that increase the body's systemic resistance to physical, mental, and environmental stress response. They increase your body's ability to adapt to stress.
Okay, we'll get back to our discussion of herbal therapies for stress, anxiety, and sleep with Mitchell Coven in just a moment. We live in an age of fast information, high-speed communication, instant gratification, rapid transit, ready-mixed, pre-cooked, heat-and-serve, and living life on a moment's notice. But when it comes to staying healthy, we pause for a moment. Jaro Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional supplements for over 30 years and has been a leader in the research and development of some of the most effective, affordable, and cutting-edge natural health solutions in the world. At Jaro Formulas, they understand that distinction does not happen overnight and that a reputation for excellence is only earned through many years of persistence. Jaro's staff of scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way with clinical studies and scientific research. They believe that the true test of a quality company is the purity, potency, and good value of its products, meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, their customers. For more information about Jaro Formulas and to request free samples, please go to www.jaro.com. All Jaro Formula products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount price, of course. This is Don Goldberg. You know, some people think that just because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you will find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. If you don't believe me, here's some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have a new sale just starting with discounts up to 40%, even 50% off on many of your favorite supplement brands. If you're on our mailing list, you'll be receiving your new flyer any day now, if you don't already have it. Of course, you can get all of the details of what's on sale by going to our website, www.wilner.com. Just click on the On Sale tab. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter, request our free product catalog. Of course, you can also call for a catalog if you'd like. It's 1-800-633-1106. Just leave your name and your address. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Dr. John Gray is the best-selling relationship author of all time. His classic book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, has sold over 40 million copies. Now, Dr. Gray is also helping men and women fight the battle of the bulge with his favorite superfood, PGX.
I really focus on the easy, simple things that can make a big difference. There's a whole range of diets in the market, and the problem is people can't follow them. But you've got to give people something so that they can easily follow those good diet plans. The most powerful superfood that I've discovered is called PGX. So taking PGX is not a diet plan. It slows down the release of carbohydrates in your body. I tried it. It worked for me. I started sharing it all my wellness seminars. Now I'm teaching about it. But it's one of those powerful, simple little things that can make a big difference.
You can find Dr. John Gray's favorite superfood, PGX, from Natural Factors at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course. Is osteoporosis a concern for you? Are you wondering if you are taking all of the supplements you should take to ensure maximum bone density? Well, if you're not taking strontium, you might have reason for concern. Strontium is a naturally occurring mineral present in water and food. Trace amounts of strontium are found in the human skeleton. Strontium has an affinity for bone and is taken up at the bone matrix crystal surface. The influence of strontium on bone metabolism has been researched since the 1950s. Studies indicate that strontium positively affects bone metabolism to promote bone formation and decrease bone resorption, leading to normalized bone density. Doctor's Best provides strontium in a supplement. Strontium Bone Maker. Two capsules provide 680 milligrams of strontium as strontium citrate. And here is some really good news. Strontium Bone Maker is now on sale at 50% off. That's half price. Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition, because you deserve it.
Today's show is pre-recorded. Some sale prices mentioned may have changed. See stores for details.
We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg once again. We're going to get back to Mitchell Coven's presentation. He's talking about stress, and he's going to get into two specific supplements, Adaptogen Complex and Ginseng Energy Blend.
Stress. There's a class of herbs called adaptogens, and just like we know some words like diuretics make you pee, laxatives make you poop, adaptogens are herbs or things that increase the body's systemic resistance to physical, mental, and environmental stress response. They increase your body's ability to adapt to stress. And they do this through the endocrine system. They're very interesting things. The bottom, this was a term first coined by a Russian researcher, M.V. Lazarev, in 1947, who coined this term. And these are botanicals which modify the limbic or emotional brain, the amygdala. They affect hormone output. They affect the neuroendocrine, hormonal, and immune system responses to stress. So there's a lot about botanicals. People say, we don't know what these things are. We don't know how much you should take. We know a lot. We know you just have to research for the information all over the world. It may not come from just the Mayo Clinic and be a double-blind, placebo-controlled study, but there actually is quite a bit of it. By helping to maintain homeostasis, we can ward off genetic or predispositional weaknesses. Adaptogens are incredibly important. Now, as people, I educate quite a bit. I'll talk to people. I'll say, well, how often do you take a multivitamin? Maybe you feel better. How often can you really correlate that through vitamin deficiencies, your health got worse? Or how many of you can say you went through a stressful episode and you felt a degradation in your health? You went through a stressful time and go, man, my colitis acted up, my allergies acted up, my back acted up. When you have a lot of stress that's uncontrolled, you feel it. We take vitamins, we take supplements, we need them, but I have yet to meet somebody with scurvy or rickets or beriberi. Now, those are vitamin deficiencies from the Mayflower era, but we take those things and we need them because we don't eat correctly. I think one thing that we're all missing is doing enough for stress. I'm going to differentiate different types of approaches on the herbal side because they do different things. I'm going to talk about a couple formulations I've put together based on different types of people I've worked with. And then I'm going to go into some of the single herbs just to give you an idea of what we know about them. So we've all heard about things like ginseng. You know, it comes from Asia. It's a venerated herb. But what does it do? What's it for? As well as some of these others. And in general, I have two formulations that I commonly recommend. One's called a ginseng energy blend. These are in the Phytotech line. And then there's another one called adaptogen complex. And they're different. They're for different types of people. It's not for... You can't just say they're for stress. They're for different types of people who have stress. I mean, everybody raise your hand here who doesn't have stress. Okay. That was easier. Okay. So in terms of who these are for, the ginseng energy blend, before I talk about some of the botanicals, it tends to be more for somebody who's more progressed in their chronic fatigue-oriented state because it has more of what are called the panax ginsengs. It's for people who are burnt out. They're feeling fatigue. They're feeling tired. They feel like their endurance is not what it once was. There may be some emotional and mental stress. There's always a part of that. And other diseases are aggravated by stress. I'm sure many of you can feel like you go through a stressful period of time, whether it be family, money, whatever it is, moving, flying, and your symptoms get worse. And then you say, well, I'm going to take something for those symptoms. Why not take something for the stress? How many of you felt like you got sick with a cold or flu because you went through a really difficult period of time, and now you're taking echinacea and golden seal and oregano and these things for the cold or flu? If you know you tend to get sick when you get really stressed out, why not take something for the stress? I'm going to come into what some of the botanicals do and how they what they do to you physically. And the formulation of adaptogen complex, I think of being more for somebody like me. Meaning, I'm not tired. I tend to, you know, I sleep 6 hours. I'm not getting the 7 hours the first presenter spoke about. I'm trying to do too much, but I don't want to burn out. I don't want to get tired. And there are a lot of people who feel like they're pushing it, but they're not tired yet. And it's a different approach that you have to take. It's for type A driven, busy people, you know, people who are very successful, people pushing it, people maybe with, you know, a lot of stress, a couple kids, maybe, you know, two wage earners at home. But you're not fatigued yet. It's a lot of people say, I'm tired, but they're going at it, you know, all except for the 6 or 7 hours they're sleeping a day. And you're supposed to be tired at the end of the day. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who during the day, you know, mid-afternoon, they're dropping, they can't remember things, they're starting to manifest symptoms. Those people are fatigued, and it would be more the ginseng energy blend, whereas in the adaptogen complex, it's really more, the adaptogen complex is more for people who don't want to burn out or get fatigued, and especially people with autoimmune disorders. It's really important to get on top of your stress.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. You've been listening to Mitchell Coven's presentation on herbal therapies for stress, anxiety, and sleep. We are going to have to take a break for the traffic, and we'll be back right afterwards.
The world is full of contradictions. We drive in parkways, and we park in driveways. We go upstairs to work to get down to business. Everyone's taking a multivitamin, and everyone's exhausted. But that's because your multivitamin isn't built to fight the levels of everyday fatigue. The answer? In one word, Propex. It's the power of NT Factor, the main ingredient in the nutrient compound Propex. Combined with a multivitamin complex, even omega-3, proven to support your immune system and power your metabolism with the energy that no other multivitamin can provide. Just 2 packets a day for a few dollars a day, and in 1 week, double your energy. Hey, that actually makes sense. The results are in. It's the proven solution, the scientific solution. Propex with NT Factor. Visit Wilner Chemists or visit ntfactor.com.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Okay, now for a quick check on the traffic.
And we've got delays over at the George Washington Bridge. This report is being brought to you by the New York Times. If you're traveling right now across the span, about a 40-minute wait for the upper deck in town, 15 minutes if you go downstairs. Lincoln Tunnel is going to cost you 15 into town, as well as the Holland Tunnel. Outbound side, though, I'm not seeing any delays, so that's good news for you. Across Bronx Expressway, slow traffic westbound side, Bronx River Parkway to 3rd Avenue, eastbound side. So far, an uneventful ride. Ramp delays on the Deegan trying to get onto the Cross Bronx Expressway, and the Cross Island Parkway slows northbound side from the LIE heading in towards the Clearview. And then again, it looks like you've got a little more traffic on the southbound side as you head down in towards the Southern State Parkway. What is it about 20-somethings? Don't miss the post-adolescent, pre-adult, not-quite-decided life stage, the cover story of this week's New York Times Magazine. Alternate side of the street parking rules will be in effect citywide tomorrow. I'm Bill Powers. That's WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your Kyolic Age garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And Kyolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more Kyolic aged garlic extract. I love you.
Moms love Kyolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Stevie Window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, well, welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Don Goldberg. You've been listening to a recording of the presentation by Mitchell Coven, who is an herbalist, medical herbalist, and president of Vitality Works, who gave a presentation at our recent health symposium. The presentation was Herbal Therapies, Sleep, Anxiety, and Stress. So far, he's been talking about stress. He's mentioned a couple of products, Ginseng Energy Blend and Adaptogen Complex, both of which are in the Phytotech line of liquid herbal supplements from Wilner Chemists. We are going to rejoin his discussion, continuing with stress and getting into sleep and anxiety and fatigue and so forth.
But I don't want to burn out. I don't want to get tired. And there are a lot of people who feel like they're pushing it, but they're not tired yet. And it's a different approach that you have to take. It's for type A driven, busy people, you know, people who are very successful, people pushing it, people maybe with, you know, a lot of stress, a couple kids, maybe, you know, two wage earners at home. But you don't, you're not fatigued yet. It's a lot of people say, I'm tired, but they're going at it, you know, all except for the 6 or 7 hours they're sleeping a day. And you're supposed to be tired at the end of the day. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who during the day, you know, mid-afternoon, they're dropping. They can't remember things. They're starting to manifest symptoms. Those people are fatigued, and it would be more of the ginseng energy blend, whereas in the adaptogen complex, it's really more, the adaptogen complex is more for people who don't want to burn out or get fatigued, and especially people with autoimmune disorders. It's really important to get on top of your stress, because if you're not on top of your stress, those autoimmune disorders are going to manifest sooner. As I said before, the more stress you have that's not kept in check, the sooner you're going to manifest your genetic or predispositional weaknesses. So, in terms of some of the botanicals, let me go into them. Eleuthera was a plant. It used to be called Siberian ginseng. And by an act of Congress, there had to be a legal name change because of the Wisconsin Ginseng Growers Association didn't like their being able to compete with ginseng that was grown in Russia. And it was the only time I know of an act of Congress, a name of an herb in the supplemental field had to be changed. It was a powerful congressional movement out of Wisconsin, so it's bizarre. This was about 7-8 years ago. So the correct name really is Eleuthera. And this is an interesting adaptogen because it was one of the first ones that was really identified after all the research that was done for an adaptogen. So it was first classified as the first botanical classified as adaptogen. And where Eleuthera works is it affects the stress axis and stress hormones. Well, the stress axis is the pituitary, hypothalamus, and adrenals. I mean, a lot of people say that have been studying some of this stuff for a while that when they're tired or they're fatigued, they say, oh, my adrenals are burned out. My adrenals aren't working, my adrenals, because that's when you make adrenaline. People think if my adrenaline's going, I'm okay. You know, so if I have enough adrenaline going, and then we're studying that we learned that cortisol, your adrenal cortex also makes cortisol. And if your cortisol is really elevated, you start to have all kinds of other problems. And it's really not about your adrenals. It's really about what your pituitary and hypothalamus do in terms of it's part of the emotional brain. When your body is under duress, it takes constant chemical readings and adjusts what kind of hormones you secrete, what will help tell your body, okay, I'm stressed out, and I'm reading this through my amygdala and my emotional brain. Should I produce digestive enzymes right now? No, I'm stressed. It's time to fight or flight. I can't be doing that. Should I move my bowels? No. Should I be sexually active and secrete oxytocin right now? No. But what should I do? Well, let's pump more blood out to my musculoskeletal tissue so I can fight or flight. That's what I should be doing because I'm a little bit stressed right now. But if it's emotional and mental stress, well, I have nowhere to run physically. And we stay in some of these chronic states. So what happens is under chronic stress over long periods of time and secreting this kind of fight or flight type response is that the body starts to get confused and not being able to secrete the correct hormone. So you start to say, well, what should I do about estrogens and progesterones and testosterones and melatonins? And should I be hungry now? I'm really stressed. Let me eat way too much. I'm really stressed. Let me not eat at all. I'm really stressed, and my blood sugar is going to get whacked out. My thyroid, there's so much that starts to go wacky, and it's mitigated by the body's perception of stress through the stress axis. This is where this botanical works, so it's discovered as a compound called eleutherosides. And the Soviets have done most of the research on it. There's not thousands of studies on it like I think I heard about ubiquinol, but there are hundreds of studies on it. It's one of the most well-documented adaptogenic botanicals. And in Russia, they use it as a competitive advantage. They use it in sports. The Olympic team takes all U3O. The military uses it. The cosmonauts use it. They use it in the political bureau there use it. It's been tested on factory workers. There are studies that show long-distance truck drivers, sailors on long voyages, and military personnel, athletes, and miners. They've done all these studies. And what they show, the people who take it, and some of the results include minors, for instance. Influenza epidemic was decreased by 67% of those who took Eleuthero. Up on top, Soviet Olympians improved stamina and recovery, increased oxygen uptake, better performance. Truck drivers, when we do these studies, they do them with hundreds and hundreds of people. Improved performance, decreased influenza by 30%. Factory workers, 40% drop in heart disease and high blood pressure, 30% drop in some other symptoms. Cancer patients, 60% decrease in drug usage, 50% boost in immunity, on and on. So you start to see these studies, and it's really pretty phenomenal. I think more people need to add adaptogens to their regime of supplements, you know, to moderate stress if you don't feel like you have enough of it going, stress modification in your life. Yeah, the Wilner's has it. When in doubt, Wilner's has it. One thing to keep in mind about adaptogens, and let me get through some more material here because I've got more than I do minutes, and then I'll try and save time for questions, is that these are not things that you take because I'm feeling draggy and I've got stress and I take it and it's like a drug and suddenly I'm feeling great. Those are called drugs. Okay. If you're feeling really tired and you take something, you just have a lot of energy, those are called drugs. That's like caffeine. That's a drug. You're writing a drug. These are things you take, and after 30 days of taking it a couple times a day, you wake up and you go, you know, when I come home from work, I have more. I can do more. I'm not as grumpy with the kids. My colitis just wasn't as bad, I just noticed. Or someone goes up to you and says, boy, you know, you look good. You know, there's something, you seem better. And it's some of these nuances that it's cumulative over time. So ginseng, for instance, we know it helps balance adrenocorticotropic hormone, ACTH, which is secreted by the pituitary when under stress, and corticotropin-releasing hormone from the hypothalamus, which results in an increase of cortisol from the adrenals. We know how these things work. So we tend to do these formulations. I'm more of a fan of formulations because on the botanical side, it's pretty unusual that one botanical is going to treat a system dysfunction three-dimensionally in enough places to turn it around. So the wisdom of formulations, hopefully, from a product developer or formulator is that they know pathophysiology. They know all the aspects of a condition because no one botanical is necessarily going to treat it from multiple angles, and then it's about proper amounts and percentages of each thing. So ginsengs, I'm going to move on here, have a huge long history. And in China, it was rare for someone to take ginseng who was under 50 years of age. This was used for people as they were getting the second half of their life, and maybe a little optimistic, but let's think that way, and that it would help them for their endurance. They wouldn't get sick as much. These are the things that they were taking. Licorice root is another interesting one. And for those of you who don't know, licorice root is actually a plant. It's just not one of those little flaccid candy whips, which has no licorice in it. Licorice is a real plant called Glycyrrhiza glabra, Latin-wise. Licorice root is an interesting plant because that one does have more affiliation directly to the adrenals in terms of how it affects you. And we put it in our formulations commonly. Focuses on the adrenals and stress. It affects adrenaline. For those of you who've been under a lot of stress and you just feel like you just don't have the same kind of energy, ubiquinol in the ATP Krebs cycle, I mean, that's a whole different kind of approach that's really important. But for those of you who've been under a lot of stress cranking out of adrenaline, after a while, you can't get the adrenaline up anymore in the same way. And that would be an indication for licorice. It also, going down to number three, it affects corticosteroids. So it's also used as an anti-inflammatory with curcuminoids and essential fatty acids for chronic autoimmune type disorders. And that's a sidebar, not like a COX-2 inhibiting antidepressant, but it could be put in as another kind of mechanism from some of the actives in licorice root. And it also increases aldosterone. These three compounds I'm talking about are all from your adrenal cortex, which sit on top of your kidneys. And it makes you hold a little bit of water. So where would it be contraindicated? edema, holding water, or high blood pressure. That's where it would be contraindicated. In formulations, it's fine if you have high blood pressure. It's where you wouldn't want to take a lot of it by itself if you have high blood pressure. Okay. I'm going to skip those. But in conclusion about these, because I want to go into another class of botanicals. Generally speaking, the blend you have in your bag, the ginseng energy blend, is really good for people who are worn out. They're in emotional crises. I mean, it's been building for a long period of time. There's always something going on. They're looking for one more thing to turn it around. Their lifestyle is dedicated partially to healing or crisis. Whereas, you know the type. And the adaptogen complex is more toward, again, people who are doing okay and don't want to burn out.
Okay, you're listening to Mitchell Coven. This is Don Goldberg. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back in just a few moments. We want to welcome a new advertiser, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Drawing on a treasure of the world's finest Indian herbs, Himalaya products are the result of advanced R&D and scientific validation. Clinically researched, Himalaya's herbal supplements are endorsed and trusted by over 250,000 health practitioners. In fact, Himalaya has an 80,000 square foot research center with its own 28-bed inpatient facility where clinical research is conducted. Still family-owned, Himalaya has been a global leader in the herbal healthcare field for 70 years. And now these formulas are available to you directly at Wilner Chemists. You will find combination products designed for your specific health needs, heart care, stress care, glucocare, and others. There are individual herbs such as Arjuna, Gugul, and garlic, all for heart health. Now you can have both proven traditional herbal support combined with the highest pharmaceutical grade quality. Himalaya Herbal Supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists. When it comes to fish oil, treat yourself to today's fresh, sustainable catch, Solgar's Wild Alaskan Full Spectrum Omega Soft Gels. This premium formula offers 100% pure wild Alaskan salmon oil, including sockeye salmon oil, one of the richest sources of the important omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Solgar's special purification process ensures the absence of any contaminants while maintaining the optimal integrity of salmon's full spectrum of healthy fatty acids and carotenoids, including vitamin D and astaxanthin. And it's derived from sustainably caught fish from the pristine cold waters of Alaska. Now is the time to try Solgar's full spectrum wild Alaskan omega soft gels. It's on sale at one half price at Wilner Chemists. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Are you looking for fast, soothing digestive relief? Look no further than DGL Ultra Extra Strength Specially Processed Licorice Extract from the number one DGL brand available, Enzymatic Therapy. DGL is a natural, clinically studied formula that has been used to support healthy digestive function for over 30 years. Enzymatic Therapy's unique DGL Ultra formula contains Ultra Soothe brand DGL to stimulate and accelerate the natural protective factors in the digestive tract and to relieve occasional discomfort immediately. If you've tried DGL in the past, you won't believe the amazing German chocolate flavor. The chewable form provides maximum absorption to soothe the stomach lining and digestive tract. For incredible taste and intense digestive relief, try DGL Ultra from Enzymatic Therapy. All Enzymatic Therapy products are available at the Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Today's show is pre-recorded. Some sale prices mentioned may have changed. See stores for details.
Come back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the Wilner Window. This is Don Goldberg. We've been running a recording of the lecture given by Mitchell Coven at our recent health symposium. His topic was herbal therapies, sleep, anxiety, and stress. So far, he's been talking about stress primarily. I think his next topic is going to be anxiety. Before we get back to his discussion, I just want to let you know that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Now we'll get back to our recording of Mitchell Coven's discussion about herbs useful for anxiety, sleep, and stress.
But in conclusion about these, because I want to go into another class of botanicals, generally speaking, the blend you have in your bag, the ginseng energy blend, is really good for people who are worn out. They're in emotional crises. I mean, it's been building for a long period of time. There's always something going on. They're looking for one more thing to turn it around. Their lifestyle is dedicated partially to healing or crisis. Whereas, you know the type. And the adaptogen complex is more toward, again, people who are doing okay and don't want to burn out. I'm going to go into anxiety. I passed holy basil, but I'll come back to it because I have some other things I want to focus on. There's a different approach to stress when you want to deal with just anxiety. The first classifications were adaptogens. They modulate neuroendocrine-wise how you respond to stress. But when you're dealing with anxiety, sometimes you just need to chill now. Okay. There's a class of herbs that are poorly understood because they're not educated about. They're called parasympathomimetics. It's a mouthful, I know. Parasympathomimetics, either directly or indirectly, increases parasympathetic function and therefore reduces sympathetic function. Bottom line, they decrease adrenaline. People say things affect your nervous system, but there's different parts and types of nervous systems. The autonomic nervous system is on automatic control. It regulates your heart rate, your breath rate, and so many functions. And adrenaline, it's like I think I want more adrenaline right now. It just automates. So what this class of herb does, what they do is they're not central nervous system sedatives. They don't make you tired. They don't sedate the brain and spinal cord. And these are different. That's the sleep section I'm going to come to next. These decrease adrenaline. It's yoga in a bottle. It's meditation in a bottle. It's massage. It's if you ever had that massage and you kind of come out of adrenaline state and, you know, you're really relaxed and you checked out and you didn't even know it till you came back and you let go of ego and personality and you just, or you had a meditation like that or whatever you do to relax where you got to that state of decreased adrenaline and peace. I mean, the intent with some of these botanicals is to relax like that. Three formulations. The anxiety complex for us came out of the fact I was getting a lot of referrals from a family psychotherapist of women who were going through their first memories of abuse. And they're in panic mode. And normally he would give them Xanax. And he was more of a holistic-oriented doc, and he was referring them to me. And there's a famous herb I'll come to after this called kava. And I was giving them kava because kava is famous, especially in the South Pacific parts of the world, Fiji, Tonga, Vanuatu. And they take it and they just chill. That's what Captain Cook found when he went to the Hawaiian Islands. They were all chilled big time. And we've learned a lot about kava. And I was using kava for those patients, and it was okay. It was okay, but, you know, they still felt like they wanted to drive in front of a Mack truck, and they were really, really anxious, and he was trying to avoid medication while they were working through their therapy. He didn't send them to me to help in avoidance of their therapy. This was just to help them calm down. And so I found out over time that through certain types of blends, there's a botanical called night-blooming cereus. It's a cactus that blooms to the moon. It grows in Hawaii, and it's for psychogenic tachycardia. Palpitations and arrhythmias. What does that mean? It's non-organic disease. It's for you ever have that kind of like adrenaline surge, your heart's going. As long as you don't have electrical disorders and true physical pathologies, certain people manifest their stress in different ways. Some people it's colitis, some people it's migraines, some people they're. And that's where night-blooming cereus works. And I have a guy who actually walks out into the lava in Hawaii and harvests it for us because it's not a commercially available herb. People go wild, forage for a lot of the botanicals that we use in the Phytotech line because they're not the normal herbs you find in commerce. And then we added things like lobelia and pulsatilla. Lobelia stimulates what's called the vagus nerve, It's the 10th cranial nerve, which transmits a parasympathetic response in the body, but it only works when the plant is fresh, meaning when the plant dries and you take it, it's emetic. It makes you throw up. This is how much we know about herbs. If you take lobelia when it's dry, it makes you throw up. When you take it fresh, it has different compounds because it chemically changes as it dries. And these all this information is in the old pharmacopoeias. There were the eclectic medical movement in the United States from about 1890s, 1930s, 40s. There's a whole group of medical doctors in the United States, and this is what they did. This is what they wrote about, King's American Dispensatory and Ellingwood's work. They're incredible herb books, and they did this. And there's differential diagnostics in the Western context. And they write extensively on their findings, and it got lost, and we're using some of that and taking it to the next step. So we put these herbs in here. What I found with those patients coming to me is that it took their anxiety attacks down a few notches. It took them down to where they felt like, okay, this is okay right now, while they're working through the source of the trauma. So I'm going to grade these in that the anxiety complex that we do is for more panic attacks, anxiety attacks. It's the Xanax, Halcyon, Klonopin, Valium type approach when people need to chill. It's not that strong. I mean, these are our little green friends, if you will. So when you need to be knocked over the head and you know you need a pharmaceutical, you take the pharmaceutical. So you have to be realistic about these things. But I've had tremendous success with the anxiety complex or obsessive compulsive behavior, acute anxiety. And one thing I learned to ask my patients when they would come in, I'd say, you know, do you have stress? And they'd say, well, you know, I've got stress. I'm okay, not too bad. Then I'd say those magic words, do you think a lot? And they go, oh, all the time. I worry about my kids and my, you know, if you get them to really talk, and the amount of inner chit-chat people have, and your own little quiet times, you know, when you're going to sleep and it's just you, and the tape loops that go, and they hit repeat and repeat and repeat, and when that gets magnified, that's called a panic attack. And that's all you can think about, and it gets magnified, and you start to manifest all these physical symptoms, and you go to the doctor for the colitis or the psoriasis. That's not what's wrong. Okay, this treats that part of that type of person. This doesn't treat those conditions, but I commonly give it to people for. I mean, I would give this to somebody who has fear of flying, and quadruple the dose every 15 minutes. Whatever you need to do. So it can be used acutely. It can be used long-term, daily. If it's just a long-term situation, it can be used either way. The one below it is a little bit different. It has less of the night blooming psoriasis. It's called Relax AM. Because there are things sometimes you need to do that if you have hyperactivity or you're just nervous, you're going to take a test. And you feel like, I know this stuff, but I'm so anxious, I can't focus. I can't think. And it calms down the adrenaline without sedating your nervous system so you can actually focus better. I always think of, I imagine, you know, a nervous 20-year-old guy on a date from someone he really loves. And when you're really nervous, you stop secreting digestive enzymes normally. You know, hydrochloric acid, bile, saliva is a digestive enzyme. That's why people under a lot of stress get cotton mouth. They go to speak, they cotton mouth. I mean, that's what normally happens. So you can picture a guy on his first date going in for the first kiss, and he's got cotton mouth. This can change your life. You take this stuff, you relax a little bit, you get juicy, first kiss, you're done. So you have to think of the other ways, like not what is the herb for, what does it do? When can you use a little bit less adrenaline? And there's lots of places and lots of things where maybe that would be helpful. So we call that relax, meaning you take it during the day. It's not going to make you go to sleep, but it will calm that part of you down. Think of hyperactive kids.
We need to pause for just a moment. We'll be right back.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
This is Don Goldberg, and you've been listening to The Wilner Window. This portion of The Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. You've been listening to a recording of the lecture given by Mitchell Coven on herbal therapies, stress, anxiety, and sleep. And we will continue with that recording right after this break for the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.